I'm Ashley. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is October 29th of 2019. I have a sponsor who knows that she's my sponsor. I sponsor another woman. And I could say, I could stand up here for an hour and talk about service. When I first got sober, somebody told me to find somebody who had what I wanted and do what they do. And there were quite a few people who I like looked up to in AA. I got sober in Columbus, Ohio, where there were no young people's meetings. So my sponsor was like 75 and had been sober longer than I had been alive. However, with all that sobriety time, she was very active. In AA, she had a home group, she did service work, and those were things that, you know, I learned how to do from her, and it also reminded me that no matter how much time I've been sober, these are the things that are required of me to stay this way. So I got sober right before the pandemic happened, and it was actually my fiance's sponsor at the time who got me into my first service position. He tricked me, by the way. He was like, hey, I'm moving to Florida. Do you want to chair this meeting until they, you know, find somebody? So I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, I was told to do service work. So I'm like, got you. So he hands me the keys, and I chair that meeting every single Saturday for the next year and a half. And, you know, what I can say about that experience is, like, service has saved my ass so many times that, like, you know, I can't go get drunk on Thursday because who's going to open the doors to this meeting on Saturday, right? And those are things that I thought about early on, and it kept me motivated to show up and to keep doing the things I was doing. I remember there was a point in my sobriety where I had, I don't know, keys to like five different meeting places. And I was like chairing like three speaker meetings a week. And in Ohio, you find your own speakers when you chair those meetings. So I didn't have the luxury of like somebody else finding speakers for me. And my sponsor, who's like 4'11", right? She looks at me and she's like, what are you hiding from? Like, you're hiding in AA right now. And I'm like, what are you taught? This is what I was taught to do. And she, you know, she explained to me that, like, I can do anything alcoholically, including Alcoholics Anonymous, right? And I was using it as a distraction. So I cut back on some of my commitments. Didn't chair, you know, three speaker meetings a week. I got my home group, and that, I still talk to them today, the people from my home group. That was like a very important piece in my recovery because, similar to this, you know, meeting starts at 7:30, doors open at 6, and somebody's got to be there to set up chairs, make coffee, do all these things. And what I learned was, like, that time before the meeting started, that fellowship and talking to other alcoholics, I learned so much during that time that I spent, you know, even if it was just four of us, when it was, you know, above 60 degrees outside, we'd pull chairs out front of the meeting, we'd all sit outside, and we'd, you know, do a meeting before the meeting, right? And I was secretary of that meeting until we moved, so for a long time. There was no sense of rotation in Columbus, Ohio. That does not exist. But, you know, those things, like, really kept me accountable, and it helped me show newcomers, new women, you know, what the benefits of doing service are. And even since we've been down here, like, I absolutely, like, the biggest part of our decision to move here was AA down here. Like, we fell in love with AA when we came on vacation. So being a part of this home group, right? And you got Terry, Cookie Monster, over here, who's like, you got to make cookies, but they got to be like, you can't go buy them, right? That don't count, right? And he's like, do you want to get drunk, right? You better bake some damn cookies. So, but like, it's things like that. Like, for those 2 hours that I'm baking cookies on a Thursday, I'm not drunk. It's really simple, right? And like, you know, I this is not my first attempt at getting sober, so all these suggestions that I heard forever ago, I just thought everybody was crazy. If somebody would have told me to bake cookies back then, there would have been whole other problems. But, you know, like today, like, I'm not in my head, I'm not drunk, I'm not miserable, right? And it's also given me something to look forward to as I'm doing those things. I was really scared the first time I baked cookies here because, like, Terry the cookie critic, right? And I'm like, I'm terrified, right? Like, making people taste them before Terry gets here to make sure they're okay. And so silly. But, you know, like, I was just talking to my sponsor before the meeting about, you know, I prefer to have a home group in a setting like this because there's so much service that can be done, right? I go to clubhouse meetings, but there's just not a whole lot of service for me to do. I can't set up chairs, I can't tear down tables and all these things. And like here, when I see every Thursday when I walk in, you know, all these guys lugging these tables and chairs and like everybody working together like seamlessly without even having to say anything to one another. And preparing this room so that everybody can come in here and sit and have a meeting. It just like, it fills me with gratitude really. And that's another thing, like I was taught that gratitude's an action word. So like, what am I doing to show that I'm grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous? And I show up and I do service when I'm asked to. And I can't express enough that like, for the first probably 6 to 9 months of my sobriety, service work kept me sober. Right, it wasn't just going to meetings. I wasn't working any steps yet. You know, I barely talked to my sponsor. Like it was coming and making coffee, or coming and unlocking the door, or you know, setting up chairs. There was a point in time, like in Columbus, COVID really impacted the way a lot of meetings functioned, and. When everything like opened back up after, you know, the restrictions were lifted, very few people that were active up there came to meetings because a lot of them were older and still afraid to get sick. So a lot of times it would be like Chuck and I at our home group setting up 50 chairs, right? And making coffee and doing all these things, but like we were there, so if a new person came in, it was their first meeting, there was somebody there with the door open, right? And to me, that's, like, what all this is about, like, just being here for somebody else. And I'm able to do that through service, sponsoring one woman right now, you know, and, like, when I'm doing all these things, it keeps me out of me, right? And I can very easily, I work from home, so like I can very easily like be in my head, but like all these little things like get me out of me, and it's a huge part of why I've stayed sober, and I'm really grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm grateful for the people that has come before me to show me how to do this, and I will continue to be here for the new people coming in. And that's all I got. I pass.